Hello, sex fans. Welcome back. Today is Monday, January 28th, 2013, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick.
What's going on in there?
I am so glad you asked. It's time to get ready for another edition of the Erotic Mind Show. As you probably know, this is the series where we chat with ingenious erotic artists of every stripe from all over the freaking world, don't you know? And all of these conversations revolve around one simple principle: uncovering something of the creative process involved in this specialized art form.
And sometimes they wear dresses. They make you laugh, but they also make you think.
That's true, for some of my guests, but not today, I don't think. Because today's guest is the very talented artist-illustrator Butch McLogic. Butch was raised on the Canadian prairies, don't you know? But that humble beginning didn't stop him from growing up, moving to the big city, and making a name for himself as one of the most gifted erotic comic book makers ever. So, what do you say we all take a little field trip? Let's mosey on up to Vancouver, British Columbia, and see what the mysterious and, I might add, camera-shy Butch is up to. And as a bonus, Butch has generously compiled a tantalizing slideshow of some of his outstanding artwork. It accompanies today's podcast posting on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Don't miss it. Butch invites you to visit him on his website, cleverly named butchmclogic.com, and look for him on Facebook and Twitter, too. You'll find all of these links in today's podcast posting. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time, but that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up my how-to video library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the video library tab in the header.
Now, I know that sounds kind of rough, but sometimes it's a dad's job to be the tough guy.
Well, it's not so tough after all. The video library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh-so-informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows. So, knock yourself out. Alrighty then, on with the show. Holy cow, Butch McLogic, welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm thrilled that we have this time to chat. I love your brilliant artwork, and I'm happy that you're here to open and share your erotic mind with us. Would you like to say hello to all the really nice people?
Yes. Hi.
And you could say hello to all the big fat perverts in our audience, too. I mean, they're nice, but in a really kinky sort of way.
I don't know. Do I want to people? What sort of perverts would be with this?
The kind that like your artwork, I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. Hi.
So, I'm trying to remember precisely how I discovered you. Not that you were lost, mind you. I think somehow I found one of your anti-Catholic tweets, and I was smitten immediately. And I thought to myself, holy cow, this boy is going to burn, don't you know?
I think I might.
And I was all ready to come over there and chastise you for your God-hating ways when I discovered your website, butchmclogic.com, and that's when I knew for sure you were a lost cause.
You're an authority, aren't you?
I guess I am.
Yeah.
In both things.
Uh-huh. I've listened to your podcast. I know all about you.
Yes, in perversions and in terms of, you know, anti-Catholic rants. So there you go.
I'm sorry, I am. I'm so sorry.
Yes, right. With a firm purpose of amendment, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Good. So I also confess that I keep going back to your site to make sure that I haven't missed any of the perversion, and I'm really conscientious like that. And I can't help but marvel at your big, fat, uncut talent.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I also sense that you have a really good
I'm red
sense
right
of
now. I'm totally blushing.
Oh, good. Too bad this isn't smell-o-vision. I also love that you have a sense of humor, too. And one of your early postings on your site states, "Facebook is great, but I need to be able to post cocks flying all over the place. Welcome to my revamped website where I can do that."
I wasn't kidding, was I? No, I wasn't.
No, I don't think so because...
No,
you know,
you've seen it.
Yes, I have, and yeah. I also have been chastised many times on Facebook. They've taken down my website, or my page, you know, and told me that I was a bad person for even suggesting.
They haven't done that to me yet, and I'm actually
right?
pretty shocked.
Oh, my. Well, good for you. Maybe they liked you best.
I'm lucky. So. I don't know. Maybe I... Yeah, no, I have no idea why not.
Well, so hooray for flying cocks.
Agreed.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Now, generally, when I do a bunch of research about my interviewee before the interview, and I generally check out the artist's about page, mostly what I'm looking for is the artist to reveal him or herself, you know, why and how and where and all that kind of stuff. And when I looked for your artist statement, this is what I found. The name is Butch McLogic. I can't even say this with a straight
face. What's
so
funny?
My
mama gave me that name. Come on.
I make gay erotic comics. I just finished the conclusion of my Tug Harder trilogy, and now I'm working on Beautiful Dead with writer Robert Fraser. Stick around for the work in progress and some deep, very deep thoughts. Well, no one's going to accuse you of being overly wordy, I'm guessing.
No, I try to be succinct. It's better than...
It's an art form, is it not?
It is.
Succinctness.
You know, I love Twitter, actually. I love Twitter for that very reason.
Yes.
It teaches you to be succinct.
Yes, absolutely.
I think a lot of people should use Twitter more often.
Yes,
partly because they should be following me on there, but... And you. You post some interesting things too.
I do. I do because I think Twitter is great and I follow lots of interesting people. And
oh my God, there's so many things to find on there.
It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be delving more into your personal history in a few minutes, but now I want you to tell us more about the Tug Harder trilogy.
Okay. What do you want to know? Like what sort of...
You're making this extraordinarily difficult for me, right?
Oh my God, these open-ended questions. Okay, well, Tug Harder starts with like this mysterious porn-stashed man who shows up looking for work on a farm full of like mean and sexy rednecks and ex-convicts and the like. And he has this secret that makes everyone hate his guts when it's finally revealed.
Oh, my goodness.
This, needless to say, puts him in mortal danger, right?
Right.
So what else is... I don't want to give away too much of it.
No,
but
good. So did you write this as well as illustrate it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I did all of the art and all of the...
The storyline.
The story, yeah.
Wow. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I should probably say that, as ridiculous as this may sound, even though it starts on this premise with this guy on a farm, it actually does turn into a bit of a science fiction adventure.
Oh, wow.
And I have used it to very subversively explore some Zen philosophy and the like. So,
Your up-and-coming collaboration with Robert Fraser sounds really interesting, Beautiful Dead. Mm-hmm. Is this about zombies?
It is.
It is, really?
I made the mistake of announcing that it was zombie porn at BentCon, which is not a good idea. But because I've never seen so many blank expressions in my life. But a much better way to describe it is a love story under the threat of zombie annihilation.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fascinating.
So there's zombies, but nothing disgusting, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's disgusting stuff, but it's not, you know what I mean.
I do. Yeah. Good, good, good. And this Robert Fraser person, that name rings a bell. He's the co-founder of Class Comics, right?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Good. You know, I've been trying to get him and Patrick on the show for ages, but no. Why do you suppose they're being so mean to me?
I have no idea. I should ask. I don't know.
You know, when I was interviewing Logan, Robert wrote to me and he said that was really a wonderful interview. And I said, so you're up next. And he said, okay. And so but I have yet to pin him down.
Right.
So, and I see that our mutual friend Jezza Smiles did a wonderful interview with you on his site, jezzasmiles.blogspot.com. And Jezza sure knows how to get to the bottom of things, so to speak. I mean,
he did. He asked some very invasive questions.
Yes, I guess.
And I didn't realize
I
didn't have the option of not answering if I wanted to. So I answered everything.
I mean, who knew that you were such a size queen? I would have never picked that up from just looking at your artwork.
Oh, my God. I'm so not.
Oh, okay.
I think I even said on there that I'm all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, no. No discrimination.
As long as they're
none.
Really big.
No, that's not true. No, I'm so embarrassed. No.
So I'll bet that you and your fellow artists are grateful for the exposure that Jezza provides. I mean, it's one thing to have one's art recognized by the public. It's also a totally other thing to be recognized as the artist and lauded for his or her talent. Don't you agree?
I do. I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah. So the Erotic Mind series, this series that we're talking under, grew out of my desire to better understand the creative process of the artists like you. You know, it's really important to my mind to get under the skin and into the heads of people like yourself. Do you find that invasive? I mean, do you find that when, you know, people are curious about you as well as your artwork?
Well, I've mostly stayed out of the limelight, but so it's kind of new to me to have people actually ask me about this. I don't go around saying that I make erotic comics all the time to everyone. So,
interesting.
I had my first big exposure to everyone when I went to BentCon this year.
Yes, we're going to get to that in a second here.
Yeah,
I hope
sure.
So, just to pick up on what you just said, you're a bit of a cipher. In that interview. So I'm guessing that, as you say, you like staying in the background and let your comics get all the attention.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I have started being more more public on Facebook and Twitter, as I said. But I don't. Otherwise, I'm pretty behind the scenes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you have to hide? I understand that you're actually...
Well, I'm out to my family, most of my family anyways.
Uh-huh.
And it's one thing to be gay, but it's quite another thing to be an erotic artist. So,
yes.
You know,
I do know that.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that to if it ever, you know, comes up as opposed to like pressing the point with them. So that's mostly it. And I don't, you know, like if people at work get to know you as that guy who makes the comics, that's the only thing you'll ever be known as.
Yes, it's like wearing a hairpiece, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like, yes, it's a big part of me and something I do, but like wearing a hairpiece.
Yeah, people talk to your hairline.
Yeah, it's a lot like wearing a hairpiece.
Only completely different, huh?
Yeah, except, I think people judge you more for this.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe not, actually. Who knows?
So when Jezza was a guest on my show, I asked him about the interviews that he does on his site. I asked him, are you ever surprised by what you learn in these interviews? I guess I wanted to know if he ever discovered that any of his interviewees were nothing like the art they right. produce. Are you, you know, such a person? I mean, if we saw you at the cafe where you say you do a lot of your work, yeah. would we be able to guess what you were doing on your computer with your back to the wall?
I hope not. I really hope not. No, I definitely get a few suspicious glances every now and again. I'm sure somebody is kind of thinks I'm up to something no good because I'm pretty good about hiding my monitor, but maybe too good, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. And besides that, but, overcoat and touching yourself impurely under the table, that giveaway.
No, I'm pretty chaste that way. I don't do that in public. I should though, Maury.
Yeah, you oughta.
Yeah, I'm gonna start
today.
Right now.
Right. I am.
Are you so great?
So if I can You'll do it, you well. Can do it. It's uh-huh. it's great. It's,
oh my God!
Don't you know?
I'm red again. I'm totally red. I am touching myself though. What were we talking about again? Oh yeah. Would anyone know what I'm working on? No.
Yes.
Okay. Would you be able to recognize me in my comics? Which is, I think, sort of what you were getting at.
Yes.
Like, am I sort of the same as what comes out in my comics?
Yes.
I've been told yes. So
is
by
that
people
right?
who actually know me, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, I think so. My sense of humor and my love of talking about philosophy and things like that, I think, comes through.
So,
I hope, anyways.
Tell me more about your love for philosophy.
I've always been interested in it. I've frequently get pulled into philosophy just because I'm also a very I don't fight with people about religious matters, but I see religion as being a real problem
yes.
in the world, I guess, a religious thought.
Yeah,
I like to call it more unprovable beliefs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So before we get to discussing erotic art in general and your work in particular, let's talk about something really interesting.
Okay.
Let's talk about you. So can you give us a brief bio? Tell us lots of interesting things about yourself, where you were born and raised and schooled. And do you like muscle magazines and gladiator movies? Do you have a husband, a partner, a pet? That kind of stuff.
Ask me small questions. Too broad. I'll tell you. I grew up in the Bible Belt of Canada, like in the prairies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I spent most of my time on a farm where I didn't
Is
have a lot.
Right?
I didn't have a lot of access. It wasn't like a fun farm. It didn't have animals or anything. It was just sort of a lame-o farm. There was always yard work to be done, which I hated. There's always stuff to be done on a farm. Anyway.
Right.
But I also had no access to any gay art or gay people or anything really. So this is in the late 70s, early 80s.
Uh-huh.
When I realized I was able to draw, I thought I'd put that to some naughty use, and that's actually what got me started drawing erotic art. So
is that right? Holy cow.
And so then I went to university for a brief time, and then now I'm living in Vancouver doing freelance art here and doing erotic comics on the side. So
did you study art at university?
I did, yeah, for a couple
of
years.
I
yeah.
see. Very cool.
Yeah, I mostly focused on figure drawing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. The thing is, like the kind of art I was doing for ages was not really painterly or about bodies or, you know what I mean? Like I was doing more computery like layout stuff. Although I had this ability buried deep inside me, I guess by the time I decided to work on Tug, I can't say I lost all of it, but I definitely was really rusty. So Tug was actually my attempt to get that stuff back and like just relearn how to paint.
Interesting. Did you have a husband, a partner, or a pet?
I'm going out with a little muscly Mexican dude, and he's
my favorite kind.
I love him to death. He's awesome.
Oh, how sweet.
No pets, nothing. No. Other than that.
Well, sometimes boyfriends are like pets, so.
Yeah.
If you do it right, anyhow.
The pet than he is. I think I'm a pet.
So, were you a child prodigy?
Not especially. I guess I could draw good. But uh-huh. No, not especially. No, uh-huh. I just kind of a dude. Yeah.
So, several people in this series have said that their parents were hostile to the idea of them becoming an artist or as a career. Was that your experience?
I can totally relate to that. Yeah. Yeah, my parents were very old school. They wanted me to do, become a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or something. So, just anything other than being an artist. But,
really?
Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, have they changed their mind?
Well, I think they were also kind of a little, because computers started becoming more exciting and more intrusive in our lives. So I was doing a lot of computer work when I was also starting to go into school, and it was kind of a bit of an unknown to them. So they were kind of okay with me going and doing computery art stuff. But, I think they would have been more comfortable if I was doing something that they understood, but mm-hmm. I was doing something they didn't understand and
right.
eventually was successful doing what I was doing. So I think they were just, they were okay. Kind of okay with it, but not especially. Definitely not at first.
So, you mentioned just a moment ago that the erotic dimension appeared almost immediately in your work. I mean, that was one of the reasons why you started to draw, even.
That was one of the main drivers for me to start drawing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was a horny kid.
I love it.
All I had was a really shitty 70s. Frickin' Sears catalog that was.
Oh, good lord! Those prairies, apart. Those Canadian prairies—they're just terrible.
I didn't even have a little shop to walk down to and grab something from.
Oh,
I mean, not that I would dare look at anything that might be. I mean, this is the Canadian prairies, after all. There was nothing. There was nothing.
Hmm.
No. Pre-internet, remember?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I do.
Oh, God.
Painfully.
What did we do?
Painfully remember.
Seriously.
Most of my life was over before the internet even started, so there you go. Anyhow, how did you get away with this? I mean, you must have created this art in private, I'm guessing, and then had to hide it that it was Gary.
Yeah.
Look,
no,
Mom, I made a penis.
Let's just say I had a lot of homework to do all the time. It's a great excuse, it really is.
I guess.
You go, kid. That's what you tell your parents.
Right.
Yeah, I was always making some dumb excuse, but whatever.
Hmm. Interesting. So you apparently never got busted.
Kind of almost sometimes. No, I was pretty devilish about it. I snuck around.
Very cool.
I got away with it. Let's hope. I don't know. Maybe
they found you out a long time.
Maybe they were so horrified they still haven't brought it to my attention. I have no idea.
Stranger things have happened, don't you know?
So, I could see it, but I don't think that's the case.
Right.
We'll see.
Right.
Find out one day.
So, is Butch McLogic your real name or your nom de plume, Mr. and Mrs. McLogic's lovely boy, Butch?
No, it's my. Name.
Really? I figured that so much because, it's such a great name. I mean, so when you start your porn career, you won't actually have to change it. So, there
no,
you go.
I won't, no.
Okay. So how did you come to choose Butch McLogic?
I just needed a name that kind of represented what I wanted to do with my comics. So, Butch, kind of sexy, gets the idea across. Guys who are not necessarily super pretty. McLogic implies philosophy.
I see.
Thinking. I don't know. Yeah. How's that? And it's kind of cheeky if you ask me.
Yeah, it does. It is cheeky.
I think if you read the name, you know what I'm about.
I absolutely.
I hope.
All righty. So I've been having this running discussion with several of the other artists I've been interviewing lately. And it concerns the distinction between artist and illustrator. And I'd love for you to weigh in on this. Are you an artist or an illustrator, or are you both?
I frequently say I'm an illustrator, just because I don't want to confuse people who think that fine art is something totally different, or I think it's just safer to say illustrator because it takes a lot of the baggage away from when you say I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that baggage is exactly. I've never really figured it out, but I don't really see there being a huge distinction between the two, but I do say illustrator just to make it simpler, because illustrator just means to people that I draw stuff and for hire, kind of. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's simpler.
Comic book making, and this is an interesting thing that I've learned from interviewing other comic book makers, that's a subset of illustrator and artist.
Sure, yeah.
And so you're primarily a comic book maker, at least in your life as Butch.
As Butch.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, illustrator, artist, I would say what I'm doing is art. I mean, it affects people in a way, and I'm tapping right into people's libido, if you
right,
and emotion, their emotions,
right.
And I don't know, like where to draw the line. I don't even want to. I just don't want to think about that too much, just because what's the point? It is what it is.
Yes. Right.
Yeah,
and then you allow your audience to read into it whatever they want. I mean, that this is schlock or this is fine art,
totally.
Or whatever it is that they want to say about it.
Totally, I've gotten such a some people focus on the fact that I draw dinks all over the place, cocks flying all over. And
I didn't, of course.
No, you have no. You're more sophisticated than
that's right. I was reading the articles.
Yeah. But there is that side, like I do, I have actually tried to imbue my comics with a bit of, smartness, like
right.
There's some meat there, like you can actually read it and get more out of it than just a sex high,
Right.
Hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree. Well, listen, I'm just looking at my clock and I see that our time is up for today.
Huh, already? Are you kidding me?
I know. Isn't it amazing how time flies when you're having a good time?
Yeah.
But you know what, sir? I'm just getting to the nub of you, so to speak, and I would love to have you come back and reveal more of your erotic mind. Would you mind coming back next week?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
get
that
out.
That was way more fun than I thought. I was terrified. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Really?
Right. I'm just a virgin to this stuff.
Virgin. I know. It's great. So, before we leave, I would like you to give us your website address, walk us around a bit, and tell us where we can buy your work.
Okay. My website is butchmclogic.com.
Clever. That was a clever name.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find. And you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter at the same thing. So just type in Butch, B-U-T-C-H, McLogic, M-C-L-O-G-I-C. And if you go to my website, there's a very, very easy to find link where you can also, just peruse my comics and buy them. And it's a trilogy. It's a complete series. You won't be left hanging, so to speak. So check it out. And of course, there's like tons of free art and a bit
That's
of
true.
Writing on my website as well.
Good, good. And we can also buy your work at Class Comics?
Yes, you can. Actually, my website redirects you to
Class
Comics.
Oh, I see. I got it.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Good,
yeah.
good, good.
And I would highly recommend you peruse Class Comics.
Oh, by all means.
Giant library, yeah.
Right. Good. So until next week, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Great.
Thanks, kiddo.
Thank you. It was lots of fun.
Bye now. What a great show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part two of my conversation with Butch McLogic and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. However, before we go, let me remind you that this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business.
How do you know? You don't know anything. You have no concern for safety.
Well, that's not exactly true. Check it out for yourself. You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of DrDigSexAdvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video on Demand. Now, there's no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute sort of deal. Your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty goddarn sweet, huh? And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's how-to video library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these shows. So knock yourself out. One more thing before we conclude. I want to make sure that you know about my product review site, DrDickSexToyReviews.com. That's right, sex fans. Now you can easily see what's hot and what's not in the world of adult products. I and the wonderful Dr. Dick review crew review all kinds of adult-related goodies. Sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Look for DrDickSexToyReviews.com. You'll be so glad you did. Okay, until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.